Joining me is Jason Walls out of Parliament, News Talk ZB, political correspondent. Jason, what's your actual title? I forgot to check in the ad break.
Political editor.
Political editor. That was the word I couldn't find. It was editor. Hey, a lot happening this week, even though it's been a short week. We'll start with yesterday, Anzac Day. Winston flew the New Zealand flag in Gallipoli. I was a little jealous.
Yeah, well, I mean, at least he got all his uniform and he looked like he was appropriately dressed. There was a story of a lot of the lost bags. But no, Winston Peters once again proving why he is one of the best foreign ministers that we have. He gave a very short, concise speech where he actually started and spent the first about 30 seconds or so speaking completely in Te Reo Māori, which is something that I've been covering politics for close to 10 years now in Parliament. I've never seen him once say anything outside a couple of words here or there. So to hear him actually doing it like that was quite a remarkable thing, given that he's, you know, he has a bit of a track record for not being the biggest fan of using Te Reo in public places like this. But it was the speech itself was very interesting because, of course, it was very reflective of what happened in Anzac or in Gallipoli back in the wars. And then it was also quite forward-looking as well. I thought it was really interesting how he put a bit of a contextual spin on it these days and was talking about essentially that this is where New Zealand is in the world and where the world actually is right now in terms of the context around the various different things. So I thought it was a very good speech from Winston Peters. He'll be home soon next week, and he'll be kicking into politics mode then. But for now, he's done us proud on the world stage yet again. He'll be very happy with my analysis of how he's been doing.
Yeah, he will be. He will be indeed. He'll be getting preferential interviews, hopefully, on the back of that one. Hey, look, as you mentioned, he will be back next week. The MPs are back in Parliament next week. Jason, what can we expect?
Indeed. Well, I think they're going to be coming back swinging on all fronts. We've had a two-week recess breakdown here, which is bigger than usual, and there's been quite a bit that's actually happened in that two-week sitting block, and not least of which you've got Shane Jones and David Seymour's comments about the Waipangi Tribunal saying that essentially David Seymour essentially suggesting that it should be wound up, given that it tried to unsuccessfully summons Karen Shaw to talk to them about the changes that they want to put through the Oranga Tamariki Act, although I will note that that is being appealed right now. So expect the opposition to have quite a crack at them over that and a few other things as well. Plus, the government will be looking to edge its way closer to budget day and start putting out some good news ahead of that. So quite a lot of news to expect.
Yeah, it will be an interesting one indeed. Jason, in the Dunedin office today, you could bowl a cricket ball from one end to the other. Is it like that in Wellington for you as well?
Not a lot of people around. In fact, the Parliament Cafe was closed, so I had to go across the road. I know you're thinking
first world problems.
Being a journalist, yes, but no, it is quiet to the point where when I was driving in this morning, I thought, why didn't I just take today off? Why didn't I do that? It makes not a lot of sense because it actually has big Monday vibes at the moment.
Yeah.
But there's still work being done. The diligent Parliament team here in the gallery office is still working as hard as they ever will be to get you the news. So rest assured, you've got the A-team on today.
Oh, good stuff. Jason Walls there out of Parliament.